We started talking last week, 2 weeks ago, we started kind of an introduction to the parables. And since the majority of the parables are about the kingdom, then we wanted to give some background to the kingdom, which we did last week. We will plan on finishing that today. Lord willing, next Sunday night, we will talk about the new heavens and the new earth. One of the reasons for that is because there's so much in the news and so many people have so many false ideas about, you know, what the kingdom is and is Christ going to reign on a literal throne and all that. And of course, we've seen that a lot lately. But we want to examine that, Lord willing, next Sunday evening. Tonight's lesson is one of my favorite subjects, earth. One of the reasons for that is because there's so much in the news and so many people have so many false ideas about, you know, what the kingdom is and is Christ going to reign on a literal throne and all that. And of course, we've seen that lately, but we want to examine that, Lord willing, next Sunday evening. Tonight's lesson is one of my favorite subjects in the Bible, and it's on rest. So that's why it's one of my favorite subjects. Yes. Oh, taken away. Oh, taken away. Yep.
All of God's children got called away yesterday.
My sister and brother were here last night at the get together, and they'd spent the afternoon. Of course, they live in the middle of nowhere anyway. And they had worked outside by themselves all day. And I don't remember which one said, well, I guess the rapture didn't come. And the other one said, that or we're the only two left. So, you know, I guess it's perspective. Oh, yeah. A lot of people spend a ton of money. We stopped over at, some of you probably know where Shoal Creek Revival is, there on 60. That was when the Brown guy was preaching there. And of course, he was at graduation. And that camping guy stopped there one Sunday and met him and gave Mr. Brown his books. Then they talked for a long time. And that was about 10 years ago. Of course, it wasn't near as famous back then, but. So he came through this area a long time ago, or 10 years ago. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, that's interesting. He's going to get his money, though, looks like that.
Right.
Key everybody in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's true. It's a very good point. Some of the things we talked about the kingdom, we talked about the different aspects of the kingdom, and we mentioned that some faiths make a distinction between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, and we looked at several scriptures that use those interchangeably. So to try and make a big distinction between the two based on scripture, it just isn't there, because the Bible does use them interchangeably in many places, and we looked at some of those. We did mention that Matthew tends to use the term kingdom of heaven, while the other gospel writers tend to use kingdom of God in referring to exactly the same thing. So we did mention that. we talked about what the kingdom, the term actually means. It has the idea of a reign or dominion. So when people talk about a kingdom, then we're talking about someone, and in our